Oh, you're recording now?
Yes, I just start recording, you know, and then we just start talking.
Nah,
and
that's
then...
rude. What if I was about to say some nonsense?
Then I'll edit it out,
nah.
Which is very hard, by the way. I don't like editing these episodes.
You see, I feel that.
You felt that, ne? Like, it's so easy to make the content, but ne, once you have to now make sure it's...
gone. Like, you know...
worthy, yeah, like...
gotta snip it.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of the AliExpress.
It's only been four episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Damn. I know. Life is... Guys, understand that life is lifing right now.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm Alice. And I am preparing for the end of the world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. And take it away.
Oh, and I'm Leifa. I'm the person sitting next to Alice. You know me as the Rambling Leifa. My mother knows me by my full name. And yeah, I'm here with Alice. We're going to talk about stuff.
And we're social distancing.
Sure.
Anyways, okay, so we're going to answer some listener questions, listener letters.
Letters by the listener.
Yes, and then we'll start talking about, like, your life. Because life is really...
lifing.
It's lifing.
Yes.
Okay, so there's this question.
Oh, God.
There is a claim that different hairstyles attract different men. Have you noticed this trend with changes in hairstyle? Do you remember this question?
I feel like I asked this
yes,
question.
Yes, it's
it sounds so similar. Like, I'm like, whoa, like the vibrosity in the words just sound like me. Like, oh my goodness. I type like D-Lo.
Okay, I guess this is a girl question. Because
yeah.
Maybe I make the listen, I mean, my co-host... answer the question, but
yeah, no, because I don't know if I could probably try. I don't know.
Okay. Oh yeah, are you attracted to girls?
I will, to be honest, I feel like there is a certain attraction that, you know, when someone change, like when you prefer certain hairstyles, there's that. But then someone told me, or I heard somewhere, that different men are attracted to her when she changes. Like she said, she once went bald, and she once when she's bald and when she has an afro, you have these Black power, you know, those
Hotep niggas,
yeah.
Be aware.
And then
yeah.
Compared to when she's wearing a weave, then it's a different breed of men that like...
That's very interesting because most of the times, like this is the second time I'm getting braided this whole year. I just had my afro.
Yeah.
And I uploaded a picture yesterday where I was wearing a wig.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, you look so different here, because I think all my pictures, I'm just having my afro.
Yeah.
And they're like, you should try that more, but... Yeah, I do think you can attract different people.
Yeah, because I think generally...
Because with me, I get different... When I have my own hair, because now... The other hair is my own because I bought it.
All yours.
Yeah, I own it. But when I have like my fro or whatever, people think I'm younger.
Ooh,
I know.
Oh, an age element.
Yeah. And I know that when I have like a weave or a wig
you
or whatever, yeah, I look
older
and stuff like that. And like
yeah.
People will be like, you shouldn't do that. Like there was this one guy that I met when I had like a curly weave, whatever.
Mm.
And then he saw me on my birthday and he was like, bro, just stay away from that stuff. But I guess it's a preference thing.
Yeah.
But
I don't even think it's a preference thing. Isn't when you said it now, I think it's a system thing. Like when you say with the weave, you look older.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you look more professional. And I realized,
the white guys, these standards, and
yeah.
That is why.
And that's why you can't go to a job interview with an afro.
I do that, hey.
Ah.
I think most of my job interviews I go with, because it's always a surprise. It's not like you're ready and you can go get braided.
Exactly, braided. And I think those biases, because people say hairstyles always have their biases.
Mm.
I think generally there's that. I know I love afros. I'm a fan. Oh, afros. Oh, beautiful things. God was not playing, man. Oh.
Yeah, but for me it's all it gets back into like respectability politics also,
yeah.
Which was supposed to be today's episode.
Ooh.
But today we're going to talk about why that couldn't be today's episode, because
respectability.
Yeah, life
is
lifing. Yeah.
Catchphrase for the day. Episode 4, life is lifing.
Okay, next question. How do you deal with immense sadness without feeling the need to disconnect?
Ooh. Did I write that?
She's like a really pretty girl.
Is
it's a girl who asked this question. I'm like a fan.
How do you deal with immense sadness without withdrawing?
Yes.
I think... I think there's an element with... There's always a range.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to be able to step back and feel, grieve, or deal with the emotions. And then I don't think that necessarily means you have to cut off everybody.
Yeah.
It just kind of, to some certain degree, you have to be able to tell people like, okay, I'm like sad now. And, you know, allow me to be sad. If you have that type of space. Because
yes.
I believe that's why a lot of people withdraw, because no one allows you to be sad.
Yes. The thing is, there's this, which was supposed to also be the other topic, toxic positivity, where there's always a silver lining.
Yeah.
God is with you. Or, you know, sometimes that's not what the person needs to hear. Moment. Yeah. They just need you to say, bruh, it really is rough,
you
bro.
Know,
like,
life
it's,
is lifing.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I think we shouldn't... We should understand there's I think withdrawal
isn't a
spectrum.
Negative.
Yeah, it's not negative, it's a spectrum. So there's where you just disappear and then your friends are scared of you. Don't do that, you know? But like, I think it's also a trust thing. We have moments with your peers where it's like, I'm sad and, you know, I'm going to be sad for a few days. And I think that's just general conversation.
Yeah, I used to be quite active on like social media. Okay, I think I still am. I would disappear when I was not happy. But like, because people are used to me posting every day and whatnot, sometimes they are, you have to say something. Like, you have to say, look, I'm fine, but I'm just not out here. And then, yeah. So, I don't think I can be sad without withdrawing, because I tend to isolate myself quite often.
Yeah. And I think it's not a bad thing per se.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, I think my therapist said, she said something about how you give yourself what you don't need, like kind of like you punish yourself. So I don't know if it's that you feel like you need love and then you don't go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what most people do with withdrawals. Like, no, I don't deserve to be with people. I'm a sad, sad individual. And then you go hide in a cave. So yeah, don't do that. Don't hide in a cave. You know, I that's what I say. It's a trust thing. I think I have it with my friend.
Uh-huh.
Is that, and I like the way she approaches me. That's why I think I talk to her the most. Like Jackie, it's just general. Like, she's like, yeah, that is a terrible situation, you know. But you know, she doesn't go like yeah, but it's okay. It's
my
like,
best
it's...
friend is like very pessimistic, so both of us would trauma bond. We're like, oh, the earth is covered in darkness, and we shall never be breathed again. And
oh,
we're like,
no,
yes.
It's me.
Yeah. So if I need to wallow, I know who to go to. Also, because sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why it's sometimes necessary. But with Jack, for instance, she just tells you like, feel what you have to feel. And then, like, you know, after that, you...
But don't be there too long.
Yeah, don't be there too long. And I think that's very important. I think that's why a lot of people detach. Is they don't have friends that do that. Friends, we don't have friends that... Or people in our lives that go like, okay, feel your feelings. It's usually, no, be happy. Or it's trauma bombing. Like, oh, yes, the world is ending. You're right.
Yeah.
Dig your grave.
No, you need... there needs to be a balance.
Yes.
But I generally... I realize that I stay away from people that don't allow me to not always be a happy, bubbly person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay
I've
away
had,
from those ones.
Yeah. I've had those people that are like, what's wrong? Can I fix it now? And yeah. Well, they used to send me money, so that helped a
money,
little bit.
Money is the cure. 99% of the time.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Next question. What is something fundamental about life that you were naive about? And how has accepting it or denying it influenced or affected your mental health?
This is a very well-structured question. Did I ask this?
No.
I don't know who asked this, but I feel the thing that is fundamental to life that I didn't know is people's ability to not care. I don't think I've ever grasped, because it's always in my mind, there's always you'll do the right thing, you do the wrong thing, and then like if you do the wrong thing you'll feel guilty.
Yeah.
Some people don't. And I'm like, that used to blow my mind. I'm like, you don't feel bad? Like, nah.
Wow. Yeah, like what is it that you miss when you don't feel bad? Is it empathy?
You don't feel guilt. You what do you
mean? Psychologically it's
you're not empathetic to the individual as well.
Yeah. So there really are some people that are
just
not.
Yeah, they're just not. And it's sometimes, and as much as it sounds like an like, you know, evil thing, there's some things you just I really never minded about. You're like, nah. Like there's a story, like I'm not saying I'm a bad person, but there was a story of this lady that threw boiling water on her husband. And she put sugar on it so it burns. And
oh,
so
the one that...
Yeah, the one that molested
he molested his kids and she said,
so
going to die.
Yeah, so it took 5 weeks for this man to die. And I was just like, Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, I'm not saying it's okay, but if anyone was going to die a painful death,
it should be that guy.
Yeah, so like I just don't care. It's like, yeah, so you get those moments like a man suffered dying for 5 weeks. You just allowed that? You're not gonna say anything? I'm like, yeah.
for context, this is, what date is it? It's the 15th of July.
Yeah, 15th.
Yeah, just so we know, like, timeline.
Yeah, so you can look for it somewhere in the UK. Yeah, it happened. I'm not making this up.
No.
And I'm not saying he deserved it. I'm just saying I don't care.
Yeah, I also don't care when rapists die.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's, you okay.
Know. So, yeah, that ability, I think that is something. Because before, you always hold people to certain standards. Like, this is supposed to be important. You're supposed to, like, you know, how do you not know this? Or,
and yeah.
Then you realize, people don't have to know everything.
Yeah, and people don't care. Yeah. And some are, like, living blissful lives.
You know, without caring.
Without caring and knowing.
Like, my dad used to do that. He's like, how do you not know who the president of Zanzibar is? I'm like, Zanzibar's a country? It's like, no, that's not the point. I'm like, oh, okay.
I really don't know.
Yeah. And, like, just, like, you need to know the president of the world. I'm like, why? Like, you know, you just have to know so you sound learned. I'm like, why? Why do I need to sound learned? Did you hear me? Irara. People think I'm smart already.
Yeah. How would I answer this question? Okay. What is something fundamental about life that you are naive about? And how has accepting... Okay. I think...
Mm-hmm.
I won't say that I've lived a sheltered life, but... My childhood was very... I read a lot of books. Like Cinderella, Snow White, ooh, Disney.
You were a Disney kid.
Yes. So I feel like everything always worked out.
Oh, wow.
So the older I got, I couldn't understand.
Why things were not working.
Yeah, like...
Why is life lifing?
Because I thought... Genuinely, I naive, like, you know how you believe in Santa, the tooth fairy, everything. Yeah. I genuinely believed that if you tried your best, you would be rewarded, you would get what was due, like. And honestly, that could be why I was diagnosed with adjustment disorder, because I think maybe you, I came to it. Yeah, like, after a while, like, I was like, oh, but man, guys,
wait, come on, man.
Yeah,
I did my best.
Yeah, so, like, honestly, you'd really do your best, and especially with academics. My mom would reward me, like, I'd come top 10, then, oh, sure, you're gonna get the Harry Potter book series, you know. So I'd get like gifts according to how well I did and whatnot. Yeah. So then you get older, and then it's like, no. You went to school, so now what?
That's what's supposed to happen.
No, now you have to try harder, and you still might not succeed.
And you're even a black woman. Yo! And life is unfair to you guys. Oh,
yeah, goodness. No. So...
Ah, no.
Yeah, no. So I feel like if I was not naive about that, I feel like I would have adjusted better. Like, my expectations...
would have been...
realistic.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so even for instance, just my expectations for love, like me, I did not...
Yeah, no,
I
no. I was, see... you did not... We have bottom of the barrel minigas around here, sorry.
No, I did... I expected... guys... Like, if I... like... Yo, do you know, like, after, like, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, I was very confused because I thought everybody that said hi to me wanted to marry me. Because I thought that, no, genuinely, I thought that if somebody likes you, that's the end game and the end goal. Like, I had to...
I'm sorry.
I had to come down to earth and see...
Whoa, sister girl.
Yeah, because for me, I was now also done in life. I didn't even feel the need to know how to flirt or to talk to people because I had my person and it was the end.
Wow.
And then when it wasn't the end, I had to realize sometimes people just want to talk to you. Sometimes they just want to fuck. Sometimes they just like you to have access.
It's,
like,
it's just that.
Yo, so...
Can I marry sister girl, please?
So, yeah, no, I feel like if had I been down to earth, you know, and not in the clouds sooner, I probably would have a better or have had a better grip on life. Yeah.
I think that's a fair point. That's a fair flaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is.
That was a good question.
Yeah. This the last one, I think it's not a question, it's just a comment. Hi, hope you're doing fine. Yeah, I was just listening to your third episode. I liked it. Looking forward to the fourth. Yeah, we're funny. Don't stop. Keep them episodes coming. And then a suggestion. Oh, yeah, you guys can also send me like critical feedback, but I will cry.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Constructive criticism. I should have brought the tissues.
Oh, I have them. They're
okay,
there.
Great stuff. Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, but anyways, the person was like, I would suggest that I plan for visual podcast, which is what some people do.
Yeah,
they have a Patreon, and then the people that subscribe to the Patreon can actually see them. And yeah, because apparently our facial expressions would help.
I must just hear the laughter is coming from the heart. Wait, the heart, please. I realize that might sound different in Afrikaans.
Damn. Okay. So the reason why we're not talking about respectability politics right now. I said I wanted to talk to a successful black woman, especially because women are triple oppressed, and
Lifa is not a successful black woman.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You know.
Next time. Okay. Yeah, I know.
I also am very upset that I'm not a successful black woman.
But the episodes are few and far in between, and it's been crazy. People have been
busy
in contact. Uh-huh. Everyone's losing loved ones, actually. Let me say that. That's the first thing. And then they just have to get back to work. And we also have to, like, there's just space. Like, we're social distancing. Not everybody wanted to get vaccinated. Which, by the way, I was unsure last episode. Girl, guys, I have both of my jabs. I'm vaccinated.
Ooh, two vaccinated hands on an episode.
Yes. And like I said, my dreams, I wanted Pfizer, but then I had to realize I'm in Namibia.
Are you just catching ill?
Yeah, no. So you see, I need to be a little bit like realistic. Third world country.
No.
Yeah. So I got Sinopharm. What did you
same,
get?
Actually.
Yeah. I got Sinopharm and I'm fully vaccinated. I'm going to...
Why did you want Pfizer? So
because it's the best.
Oh, best at what?
It's a mRNA vaccine. Well, the other ones... Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's...
I know. I went in with the most laziest mindset ever.
Really? So you didn't research... I mean, I read...
No, to be honest, I'm like, if it's here, someone cleared it somewhere. And I don't even know what these RNA things mean. I just went like, I'm taking the Chinese one because China doesn't need the smoke. They wouldn't try and kill you. They're like, nah, America tried
that's
to
also,
sue us.
Yeah, that's like, what a lot of people...
Yeah, like, America...
I was like, oh, did you take it because this percentage and what with the second variant? They're like, no, Alice. I trust the Chinese.
I feel like, yeah, they've been catching L since the thing. Everyone's like, the China disease, America and Europe tried to sue them for reparations. I'm like, they wouldn't try and kill more people.
Yeah.
That's just proving them right. I'm just like, oh, logically, I feel they wouldn't do that way.
So you are like, mm-mm.
Yeah, nah. And I like the name, Sinopharm.
I mean, wow, so you got vaccinated off of that.
Yeah, vibes, bro.
Damn.
I just had to get vaccinated. I feel like do your research and don't be like me. Do your research if you must. But I feel like they're all cleared. They are all going to help you. So it doesn't matter which one you choose.
Yes.
And so forth. Like I said, I used the laziest response. I was just like, Chinese, China makes sense for me. And you know, and sorry for Alice European listeners. I don't trust you that much. I saw what you guys did at the soccer game. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Their whiteness jumped out.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yo. It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
That coach also shouldn't have let those three black boys take the... Like, if they needed a reason to hate us.
Now it's here.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. And did you see the monkey emojis?
Yeah, they've been ready. It's even one of the weird facts I read is that, you know, I saw it that domestic violence increases during soccer games when England plays. And it increases when England plays, and it increases even more when England loses. And I was just like, wow. Yeah, I don't remember the number, so I don't want to
spread false information. Yeah, you don't want to lie here.
Yeah, but you know, it was high numbers. It was high numbers. It was not 0.1%. No. It was like, ooh.
Really?
I could pass exams. I could get into...
But don't you remember the first lockdown when there was also a surge in GBV cases in South Africa and here as well?
I think so. And I think just generally, especially in South Africa and here, we are fairly, please don't kill me, abusive country and so forth. So like now you are locked up with your abuser, of course. And they are more stressed because they don't know if they're going to have their job and they don't know what the economy state is and stuff like that. And so punching bag becomes a punch, more of a punching bag.
Damn.
And if we don't, like, so these things aren't resolved. If we don't strongly look into domestic violence, the COVID is the perfect pressure pot to make these things worse.
Yeah.
Because everyone's stressed and like if someone already has a bad coping mechanism of beating people.
How is that a coping mechanism?
Because, so again, this is my concept. This is not attached to anyone.
Okay.
Is that I just generally think that, for instance, people who grew up in certain households,
mm-hmm.
they deal with stress differently and so forth. So I'm not saying beating is right, but
okay.
I'm not even I hate abusers just
okay,
generally. So
yes.
It's just generally people see it like that, especially men,
mm-hmm.
is that you only have such an outlet and so forth.
So
you generally you hear a man beat his wife because she stressed him out or she was rude or something.
People say that and it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. So it's like she didn't respect me, so I hit her. I'm like, you couldn't just communicate that you want respect. Oh, I can do that. Because men aren't taught to talk the emotions.
Okay.
So it's like, I must show her that I am the man.
Oh.
And how do you show with beating and stuff
Damn.
Like that? And it's terrible. And it's how a lot of people grow up. And like it's because men don't talk to each other and your fathers don't talk to you and your grandfathers don't talk to you. The only advice you get is just all these dodgy things. Are you going to let them talk to you like that? It's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just those things. That's the only thing.
Sajay Loss.
Yeah. That's literally growing up as a man. And so if you do leave, like, you are even worse than a woman. You're like, whoa, what do you mean worse than a woman? What? How did that even happen?
I honestly don't think. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are some men.
Yeah. Ah, there's a lot.
We are not people to men.
Yeah. That's not even
so. And they also don't view children as people.
Bro.
I think that's why when you're a kid, you have. I was like with some people for a while, not my parents.
Yeah.
Where my voice was not heard. Mm-hmm. Like literally a kid couldn't be right about anything.
And that's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. And now like seeing some of these like dynamics worse than a woman.
Yeah. Those like, things. Because the worst part is like when you're offended by that, then you realize that they've placed that idea in you. They've said that
yes,
a woman is already low.
Yeah.
You are worse than that.
Yeah, exactly.
So even if you try to be a better man, you still view women. Then you it's a lot to unpack, and men don't even realize they have to unpack that.
Yeah.
And because that's like number one insult back when you were small. That's number one. You're worse than I'm worse than no. What
you throw like a girl?
Yeah, and you're like wow. And then, and I think that's the, is that immediately when you stop being a man, you are stripped of your identity. And that's why men are so harsh in trying to prove they are a man.
Oh, the masculinity.
The masculinity. So toxic masculinity comes in and play. And so, yeah, that's why it's always like, so that's why I say stress coping mechanism, because it's not supposed to be a coping mechanism. It's not. So it's like, I'm losing my job. I mm-hmm. can't provide for my family.
Yeah.
This woman's going to ask me, where's the money? What? Is she trying to say I don't provide for my family? Is she trying to say I don't provide for my family? She's saying I'm not man enough. How dare this woman say I'm not man enough? I know it's a leap, but unfortunately, that's the leap a lot of men came. How dare you question my manhood? I just asked you about my uncle, bro. Chill. Way.
Damn.
Yeah. But it's not a laughing matter. But like, honestly speaking, it's
It's not a laughing matter. It's you try to understand.
Yeah, it's just the
I
terrible.
Mm. Physically attacked someone.
Mm.
It's not, you know, it's not like it's very bad.
Okay.
Right. Yes. So I didn't feel like I was worthy of being a person and I felt a lot of shame.
Mm.
And then I went to my therapist and she was like, "Okay, just let's talk about everything. What happened?" So then I told her that this individual had been actually very difficult to deal with. And it's like 4 years where we have spoken to the person. We have emailed the person.
Yeah.
We have, you know. So she was like, oh, that was your last straw. That wasn't like your first line
of trying to approach the man.
Yes. And I just thought about that now because you said these people don't try to talk.
Yeah.
They just, it's the first thing hit, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. But as I'm very weak, so
it didn't hurt them.
No, I was hurt instead.
Ah,
yeah, basically.
got dullard.
No, they didn't hurt me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm goodness. Very clumsy, guys. Like, and I can't hit. Like, if you see my fists, my fingers are small. I know,
it's okay. Yeah. They remember you said something about being a Disney child. They know.
Yeah, so he's basically imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's generally it. It's that you, for instance, you went through all those steps and you have that. Is a lot of people don't know there are these steps and they feel they've reached a point where they can't unlearn them because it's this thing that I said. It seems so useful. So to say is that if I hit her, she won't do anything.
Yeah.
So it works.
Oh, yes. It's also what they say. It's also how they, what is it? Justify beating kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm disciplining the child and it works.
Yeah, but and it doesn't. The child does kind of hates work. You. It, not kind of.
We will resent
does.
You.
Yeah, and so forth. And they carry those onwards and then they're like, yeah. That's why a child that's beaten at home is probably going to beat the child at school because he knows, oh, someone's not doing what you say. Dala what you must. And that's the problem. So that's what I'm saying. That's the mentality. And it's always this growing up. Like, because a lot of people who abuse their partners or people, it didn't start with them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
It probably didn't. Like,
I just know that with alcoholism.
Yeah, you can see, like, you know, you see somewhere. And I think all of us, like, if we're honest, I think all of us at least knows an uncle that beats his wife.
Not in my family, because we awesome.
Oh, then you don't know. Oh, then you just don't know. Like, oh, Alice, we didn't tell you you're a Disney child. You might call the police.
Okay, yeah, I did say I was sheltered.
Yeah, so there's... Yeah, families are dysfunctional. I remember, like, I was like, oh, am I not doing anything about? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But we did something about it, anyways. But,
oh, yeah, anyways. So my successful black woman, yes.
It's not Lifa.
Yes, it's not Lifa. She recently got a promotion, so she was really swamped with work. And then COVID hit somebody close to us. So I just felt like it wasn't, I couldn't come in. Hey, so remember that part? Okay. Yeah, I was like.
It's not the time.
Yeah, I was like, no, let me just, So I will make that happen, but not now.
So what you're saying is that she's your main squeeze and I'm a booty call because you can't make it. It's like, oh, my main squeeze can't make it.
You were always, listen, you were always going to come. Remember, I asked you a while back.
You up?
Hey.
Hey.
So, remember, man. And I just didn't want too many months to pass by because a lot is happening. And I won't lie. These past few weeks have been difficult and I would be like, because I also listen to other podcasts and they also have not really been releasing as much as they do. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, why didn't they? But then I'm like, maybe there's somebody listening that's also like a new Alice. Like I'm also, so what it does. So I'm here. The ocean was on fire last week. Did they put it out?
I didn't know about that one, but there's fire nados in America.
What? like tornadoes with fire.
Yes.
What is that? What happens with the forest fires? Is that how they spark?
Not how they spark. It's such a rare thing, and America has had two, back to back. So it's like it's something they knew existed, but it's never happened in such a long time. They're like, oh, yeah, the world's really coming to an end because fire tornadoes. And that's not the worst. There's something about the moon. I read it. It was very interesting. The moon is doing something that happens every 18 years.
Is it retrograde?
not the Power moment 8. Like that. Yeah, no, it happens every 18 years. And so high tides will be higher and low tides will be lower. And scientists are scared because global warming. And like now the ocean is really like full. So the high tides will be higher than higher. And a lot of coastal towns might be suffering in the 2030s.
So by the coastlines,
You know, Soccer Moon, Valves Bay, 2030, 2031, 2034, somewhere there, something nice is going to happen. Well, not nice, but you know.
In Brighton, like with the town planning, people were very focused on flood defenses.
Yeah. And I think...
Are we here?
I doubt it.
Why am I asking?
I was about to go, you're the professional, but me, as a Namibian pessimist, I doubt it.
As a Namibian...
pessimist, I don't trust my country. Safety for who? Put it there. Where does the water stop? Okay, move 1 centimeter here.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's...
Yeah, someone wrote wobble. It's a wobble in the... Because you know the moon controls our tides.
Yes.
So there's something that the moon does every 18 years and then it's going to affect our oceans.
I feel like God should talk to us and tell us what it is. Because, honestly, guys, everything is wrong. And I don't mean it in the sense like, yeah, no, like, there's really, honestly, too much.
To be fair, I feel like we are such babies. Because if you look in history, this happens every year. The world is always going to end. Like there was many plagues before.
Yeah, no,
there
was slavery. Yeah, no, and if I think about apartheid, or like if I
yeah,
think
I'm certain those guys were like, yeah, God, yeah. Just come.
I was like, okay, fine. At least we don't have war. And but
it's loading.
Now you look at this and what's happening in South Africa, and apparently the trucks, the distributors, they're not coming.
The toy or something.
Yes. And meaning either number one, prices for like stuff that we import, which is basically everything, are either gonna skyrocket or some things are also just gonna be hard to find.
Yeah, we'll have a shortage.
Yeah, we'll have a shortage of what though?
Probably everything, man. We from water to we import everything, man. It's not even a joke.
And the thing is, that's why I'm saying I'm preparing for the end of the world, because my mom said I must buy non-perishables, and then she told me to buy flour. So I guess I could bake bread. Number one, I don't eat bread.
But you must bake it.
And then she also said rice. I don't remember the last time I ate rice, guys. Like,
oh, wow.
I don't like rice.
When last did I eat rice? Damn.
But we got sushi today, so basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There is rice and sushi. But yeah, because we import everything and most of our good things always leave. That's the interesting thing.
What will leave? Aromat will go.
Our meat is going to go. Our fish is going to go. Our grapes are going to go.
Yeah, our grapes are like A grade.
Yeah.
Our grapes even make it in the UK.
Yeah, we eat our own C grade grapes or D.
Yeah, we don't even touch the A.
We'll go to Europe and go like, wow, these grapes are amazing. Oh, they're from Namibia. Excuse me?
Yeah, in Tesco. You will find our grapes in Tesco. And they were like, or Sainsbury's. Damn.
Oh, yes, we were saying something.
We were just saying that I said God must, you know, he must say, listen, my kids. I'm saying go build a boat. I don't know. Like,
yeah, if someone's building a boat, I'll go listen to them, to be honest. I won't be like those other guys who in back when Moses was what Noah was doing it, they're like, nah. I'll be like, yeah, bro, talk that story, let's go.
It's like, no, he only wants animals because you guys are bad vibes.
I'll just build the boat next to it. Build my own boat.
But honestly, people are but the weird thing was when the pandemic
started.
When lockdown was first the thing, especially like worldwide, all of a sudden the lakes were clearer, there was less pollution.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, nature is healing. And I was like, maybe this is bringing imbalance to the world.
Yeah, no, because we do a lot. We kill about 1 million species.
What?
Or we have killed about 1 million species. Yeah. Humans are terrible for the world. You didn't know? Didn't you see how we put the water on fire when we broke the oil? Like, humans are terrible for the world. Like, it's not even a debate. We are trash for the world. We are...
Damn.
Well, not us, because we are at the bottom of the triangle.
So what are you doing to do your part?
Please. There's nothing I can do as a person.
No, you can.
No, there's nothing.
Vegetarians and vegans will disagree with you.
But we are not doing... That won't change anything. Like, it's like...
Environmentalists will disagree.
It's like, no, I changed from plastic straws to paper straws. There's still someone digging a hole in the ocean to get oil. That guy is creating... Even if we stop using plastic straws, China is still going to pollute so much carbon dioxide. Volkswagen, the cars that you drive, those guys, even as I said, we're at the bottom. They must start there. They must talk to them first.
And then us.
Then they can come.
So it's not up to us as individuals.
It really isn't, to be honest.
Have you heard of minimalism or even watched?
No, I'd have. I love it as a concept.
Yeah.
And stuff like, but I like stuff. It's a beautiful concept.
No, like, yes,
it's something I'm a slide into.
I have some of my friends say that I'm kind of
a minimalist vibe.
No, I have hippie vibes. So sometimes when you ascend, like when you ascend, that is like your final form. And so they were like, no, I feel like you should watch this. They have a podcast, they have a show, a documentary on Netflix, what. So basically, minimalism is like living off or with as little as you can,
yeah,
and like reducing your carbon footprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people have like 3 outfits that they recycle because they don't believe in having more clothes.
I only have one question.
Yes.
What is the pigmentation of these people?
Okay.
Those guys must stop. It's them that started these global warming things. But to be honest, I realize I might be coming off like as a douche, but I think there are levels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very unfair for people to go to third world countries after they did so much with the Industrial Revolution and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And go like, you guys must start recycling. I'm like, whoa. You are the ones who broke the ozone to begin with, and you haven't stopped.
So why is it not?
Yeah, now it's our problem. I'm like, no, you haven't. You are going to Antarctica right now. Every country that is not Africa is in Antarctica digging holes, breaking ice and everything. And I'm just like, guys, it's you.
Yeah,
and now it's us. No. Tell those people in the villages not to cut trees.
Okay, let's say this. For the future, the future generation, your kids and your kids' kids.
Where's that picture? What is that quote from Twitter? Fuck them kids.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them kids.
No, I think if you can reduce. I think it's very important. But I feel like we shouldn't pretend it's the normal citizens' fault. It's the big factories all over the world. I mean, Mercedes-Benz and Volkswagen literally lied about reducing the CO2 emission from their cars.
So it wasn't true.
Yeah, they lied about it. They got sued. They paid a fine. And they literally said, no, we can. We know how to. It will just be expensive.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one that hurts me. I'm like, they can make the world a bit better. They're like, nah. And now it's me. I must not use plastics.
Yeah. it's up to us. And you know that they have those projections of if everyone stops, okay, we don't use cars anymore, we will use public transport, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
By the end of 2030, this is how much it will change. And the change is, it's not giving what it's supposed to
and
give.
And also, it's them, not us.
Yes.
What do you mean us? We are not even 2-3 million people here. They must start there in Europe. Then they must talk to us after.
I'm actually kind of curious as to how many we are now. Last census was 2011.
It was supposed to happen this year, but I blame the pandemic, but I don't know what else other reason
there is. No, they said they didn't have money.
Yeah, but I'm assuming...
They said it would cost $1 billion.
Are we that? Why? But okay, I don't know.
Let me share something very smart, somebody said. When I was complaining about this, because the work... or research that I do
is based on those things.
Yeah, it's based on like the like numbers are important for planning, basically. They said, why don't we try to, for instance, the vaccination that they were rolling out, that could also counted as the census.
Yeah,
where simultaneously you're trying to gauge how much
people yeah they could have,
but no, they want to run a separate operation.
Yeah, because we're foolish, number one, and we like copying other people's things.
Apply to us.
Yeah, that's a really good, because you can't even have a gauge of where people say, because they put down their physical address. If you remember the forms, we put it down our physical address. We say where we're from.
They have our IDs.
Have our age and everything. So that could actually work. It's what do you call when you have too much of the same information? There's a word.
It's redundant.
It's redundant, but there's another word.
But yes, redundancy.
Lilo would know this word. Lilo, for listening. What's the word I'm looking for?
Listen, I know you have very smart friends, but fine.
I've been like taking it. Come on, listen and find the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, episode. Episode this 4. Minute.
Yeah, but no, there's a word. But yes, anyways.
Okay, yeah, but number one, we waste a lot of money with duplicating efforts, especially like
that's the word. No, that's not the word.
No, it's not the word, but yeah. We
duplicate efforts a lot.
But we're also stingy with knowledge.
Yes, of course we are.
Because if it was freely available, I wouldn't feel the need to go out there and go collect GPS points of what, if somebody had done that to a certain standard and was sharing the information.
Generally so. And I think that's why a lot of Namibians are underpaid when they're employed. It's because no one knows how much anyone's making, and we're all just being royally fucked by companies. Because no one wants to address those things. But it's also in the culture. You can't ask someone how much they're getting paid.
We must share those guys.
Yeah. It really is that situation. Like, oh, how much are you guys getting paid? Oh, we can't tell you. What do you mean you can't tell me?
That's how we're screwing each
other. And then they ask you, no, how much do you want to get paid? I'm like, you must do your homework. How? You're hiding the information.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
Those are unemployed struggles. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I am not.
Mm. Woo!
Yay. Dun. I just feel like when the world is ending, work should be the last thing on your mind.
But it's not.
I say this after pulling an all-nighter. Yes. Working. Man. Yeah, no. I am grateful. But I feel like in this time where so many people are stressed, there's lack of job security, what. Stop telling people to be grateful. It's okay to be stressed and not happy because your work environment is toxic or, you know.
All those things.
Yeah, it's that fair.
That it possibly could be.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, honestly, like, okay, I'm trying to think of how many of my friends are, like, really happy at their jobs.
Mm. Yeah, no. Me, I don't know.
Is it me, I don't know? No,
I can't expose my friends here now.
No, we're happy workers, okay? We went to school and we were taught to sit still for 8 hours so that we would be laborers.
Yes, that's what we want to do.
And that is capitalism.
You know, whoop whoop.
We out here.
We'll never be the 1%, but we know.
But also, I want stuff, guys.
I like comfort, and comfort costs money. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, convenience. Yeah, no.
All those things. I love it.
Yeah. You know? I'm not really materialistic, but there are certain things that
you know,
I
but like, these are all bad answers for an interview question, so please don't do it. Why would you like to work with us?
I like stuff.
I like stuff. Stuff costs money, and you're going to give me money if I work. Yeah. If I, you know.
You know, I want a Ferrari. Okay.
I saw this other meme about an interview. It was interesting. They took his CV and they're like, "You have such an amazing CV. Why would you want to work with us?" He goes, "You are close to my house." He's like, "That's the only reason I even bothered."
Damn.
I was like, "Oh."
That's also yeah. I'm happy that I can work from home. Mm. I don't think everyone has that the luxury to.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people are in situations where they're being forced to, even though it's not safe.
Yeah.
That's why it's a fucked up world.
There are many other reasons, but yes.
Why else?
Oh, the world. We won't even finish this podcast if we start. Yeah. Why is the world a bad place to live? Nah. I can think of many reasons.
So, yeah, no.
It's... But I'm a pessimist.
Yeah. So, how are you coping with...
It's interesting, man. I think coping is such a difficult word. I think we're doing what we can. You know, you just gotta have to exist. You gotta live with it, do what you can. So, like, follow the procedures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do that. Sleep if you can. I think that's very important. I think at some point, talk to your people. No, you have to check up on your friends. You gotta, like, yo.
Yeah, and I like... And,
are you
and
good?
I
know you're not good, but...
You know, whenever things like this happen, there's always these think pieces.
Yeah.
Don't be weird. Leave your friends alone. Everybody's got it. Be kind to each other. Which is actually something I wanted to talk about.
Toxic positivity.
No, okay. Not that.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of y'all saying, be kind. You never know what somebody's going through. And you're using that as an excuse to be mean. Because you want people to be kind to you because apparently you're going through something.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Okay, now I get it. I was like, what are you saying?
Like, you're being, basically they're using that as a cop-out.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Genuinely so. It's a lot of people do that.
Even this COVID is a cop-out. Yeah. You can use it as a cop-out. Like,
I'm so sorry. I yelled at you. I'm so stressed. My kid hasn't been at school. I'm like, nah, nigga, you just did.
Deal with your shit.
But I guess so. Yeah, you do. A lot of people do victimize themselves in the. This is, and COVID is a perfect victimized tool, like, you know, and so forth. But yeah, no, just do what you can. You gotta do. Not them. Like, you guys must grow up.
But yeah, don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean.
Use. Whatever is happening is an excuse.
Yeah, because now we can't be mean to you back nicely.
Yeah. Because now I have to be the bigger person. And trust me, I'm...
Not the bigger person.
I almost said I'm small, but I'm not.
She is, bruh. She's short. Don't listen to her listeners. She's lying. At the day, I was like, where's Alice? I'm like, oh, there she is.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw a short
joke. Do you know how I say I've lived a sheltered life also?
Mm-hmm.
So I used to believe that I was tall because my mom told me. No, she used to tell me that I was tall, man. Until, like, my friends would be like, but listen, bruh.
I think I'll be the bruh.
They're like, no. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, it's average height.
Probably.
But, yeah.
You just made it, I think.
And then somebody will come visit and I'm using a stepladder. for the stuff in there, like
yeah, to be honest, when I saw that, I wanted to ask you how you did that, because I know you can't. I have to explain the scene. There's a top shelf and it's really topping, like I have to stretch my arm to reach that top shelf, and I am tall. So I was wondering how she even got the things there. I was concerned. I'm like, did you jump? Of who? But those are things like glass, bruh. What do you mean? Okay, I'm done.
You're done talking about me being short.
Okay, I'm done.
I have seen... Do you know that... Okay, do you use IG? I feel like you're not really an IG person. Instagram.
Oh, yes,
oh my
yes,
god,
yes,
you're
yes.
really not an IG.
Yes, I do. I do use Instagram. Why is it? Okay, I see it now. IG.
Oh makes my sense. God. Okay.
I thought people just said Insta.
No, we moved from Insta to IG.
Okay.
Okay, but anyways, every other day I'll come across a page and it's like an influencer, a Namibian one.
Yeah.
With our population, and that person's like it's hundreds of thousands of followers, or like 14k, 12k.
Yeah,
but I don't know them.
Yeah,
like it's an unknown person.
Even the kids, I don't know. My brother,
are they real followers?
I think so. I don't know how they do it. I know my brother has like about 12k followers. I'm like, nigga,
how?
I don't even know you.
What does he do?
Nothing. That's what I'm also wondering. I feel like there's something they do, but yeah, you can get the numbers. I don't know. But he's in the gaming communities, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
gaming. Okay, cool. Because when people ask, when people say I'm popular, I'm like, but my profiles don't show that.
Okay, but your inbox does.
Oh. Hectic. Okay, that's a good one. Damn. Okay, no, but I'll accept it.
Thank you.
I am a popular person for the good things, you know?
The word is notorious.
Yeah, that's right. Don't say for the good things.
Yeah, the way I'm saying popular. Okay, cool.
Yes, basically. Right. No, but I am known to exude positive. I'm kidding. I'm talking
love
shit
and light.
Yeah,
hand.
No.
Retrograde Chinese.
I am just who I am. But yeah, so I wanted you to talk a little bit more about your podcast, because this is a podcast collabo.
Oh, so yeah, my podcast. I have a podcast. It's on Anchor. It's called The Rambling Leafa. Yeah, Rambling Leafa. It's my name and rambling. And you probably noticed after listening for an hour that I ramble a lot. So, you know, the name was well chosen. So, yeah. So, basically, I what I do on the podcast is I break up my interest into four streams of channels. So, I have episodes on them. There's philosophy, psychology, industrial psychology, and politics. So, yeah. So, generally, the conversations revolve around those things. I think episode 12, 13.
Oh.
I haven't done it in a while. I have episodes you can listen to. And there's some more that's supposed to be coming. I apologize to my fans. I have been off for a while. I looked today, and the last time I put something out was in June.
Wow.
Before my birthday.
For me, it was May, bruh.
Yeah, no. Actually, I think my last episode was in May. The one in June was a... It was even a personal thing. It wasn't even for my fans. It was supposed to signify my growth, because I posted it on my birthday. So I wrote myself a poem because, you know, symbolic. And I'm fake deep.
He's a cancer baby like me. And he didn't share his meat box with me.
Yeah, no, I ate that.
Oh my gosh, that sounded very dirty. So the meat box is a... basically...
It's, no, don't explain. They must just suffer with that knowledge. They must think, what the hell is a meat box?
It's a box of meat.
It's women. I know a girl. To get it for your birthday too.
No, yeah, I'm joking. You can plug her. Oh my god.
But yeah, no. So the last thing I posted was a poem I wrote for myself to signify growth and understanding where I am, because, you know, the year's been tough. So it's like, I see you, Leafa, and do what you have to. But yeah, usually it's psychology, philosophy, politics, and something. What did I say? Industrial psychology. So always those things. So... philosophical questions, psychological questions, and industrials. So, like, industrials more about what I do as an individual. It's what I have my degree in and everything. So, like, how to make your workplace a better place.
Oh.
And, you know, all those lovely things that we don't take seriously in Namibia.
That we should, because,
yeah,
trust
we should.
Me, work morale is at an all-time
low. Yeah, it's
low.
At a low. People are doing well. Workplace bullying is happening. conflicts happening? How do you better develop your employees or your leadership skills? Some of them care. Like when I was working,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people would do that. I think my only issue is that a lot of people who care, they end up being like the new people in the organization. They come in, they're like, oh, this place is a mess. And then they call us. And then we're like, how long has this mess been here? 10 years. We're like, oh, wow. That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. You know?
So like it's picking up wave, but mm-hmm. like it's a relatively, I would like to say, small. The field has been there. It's around the world. It's a big thing. In Namibia, it's a relatively new type of thing. Companies are only now interested in like, okay, yeah, we have to talk to our employees and check what's going on and how do we make it better for them and so forth. And so that stream on the podcast helps with that. I think I'm doing conflict right now. And like, you know, I'm sorry I took so long. I have to continue with that. And then psychology, I answer psychological questions, you know, just generally questions about that. I go into certain theories, philosophy, because I love philosophy.
You're passionate about it.
Oh, philosophy is the best thing to have ever happened to my life. My God. And I even took it on a whim. Some lady at registration just said, yeah, philosophy sounds nice. You should take it. And I was like, And I took it.
It's
and then,
so weird, hey, how yeah. the amount of people that got their degrees in what they got just because it was, even me.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was like, oh no, there's this new thing. It's called GIS. It's got a little bit of, you're interested in computers? It's got a little bit of programming. I was like, sure. And then I failed programming. The other stuff was actually what was better.
So that's
philosophy on the
world. No, I love philosophy.
Now look at it.
Yeah, because like, you know, life. Critical thinking. Because I think. What was brilliant when I knew I'd loved this class, right, is we were doing, I think, materialism, and the lecturer comes in and he has a bottle of water. Dr. Masood, I love that man. He's an adorable man. He brings a bottle of water.
That means he's small.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I think I explained this. Adorable always means small. Always. There's no, adorable cannot be used for large people. There's no such thing.
Okay. Shame.
No, but he knows he's short. Anyways, there's a bottle and he brings the bottle and he goes like, how would you convince me this bottle doesn't exist? And then people were like, no, is it really a bottle? There's no water in it. What? And this is how I became his favorite. I raised my hand and he goes, yes, sir. And I go, what bottle? And then he goes, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it was very interesting. And then you learned applied ethics. And I think what I loved about philosophy is there was no right answers, which made it very frustrating for a lot of people because people struggle with critical thinking.
Yeah.
So it's basically, the question is prove it.
Yeah.
That's what it is, just prove
That's
it.
Also something I yeah. also struggled with a bit, but it's because I didn't, it wasn't, how do I say? Sometimes I just feel like we're not taught correctly.
We are not, yeah.
And then when you now, you get an epiphany and you realize that, oh, this is how I should go about things, you're just like, if I have had this knowledge like a few years back, I wouldn't have struggled with A, B, and C and that. Yeah.
And exactly, that's why I loved philosophy, because it made me think like, you know, it's a very, because all the other classes were, if you can quote the book, you'll pass. It's done. Philosophy is like, yeah, I don't care what the book says. Explain to me this. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness. Because there was this interesting question. It made a lot of people angry. It really did. It was a lit class. I was just like, my man, this man is trying to kill us. It was, you're on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a stressful pandemic filled like, you know, life or week. That time there's no pandemic, but you know.
Yeah.
And like you came, you buy your favorite drink, you're like chilling on the bed, you're sunbathing, you see a woman and her child and they are making noise that side, but you know, vacation. It's your time to rest. The woman disappears or goes somewhere, the child's playing and falls into the pool. The child is drowning. Are you obligated to save the child? That is literally the first question our ethics lecturer asks us. Are you obligated to save the child? Then everyone are like, yes. And people go like, why? Because it's a child, so?
So?
people
got angry when he challenged
Because your answer really stops. Because you realize also as a person, your answer stops at this thing that you can't explain. It's a child. So? Why should I care that it's a child? Because children can't take care of themselves. Is that your child to take care of? And then you're like, no, but I can see the child's drowning. Mm. And it's like, and then it's like, so why is that your problem? Why are you obligated to save someone else's child? Because it's the right thing to do. Why is it the right thing to do? What makes that?
Yeah.
And then you're just angry, but so because it's right. It's like, no. And that's the challenge, is that you have to unpack what you consider right and wrong. And for a lot of people, that was very challenging. Like, this is right because it's right. And you realize you only think it's right because someone told you it's right. You never...
I was actually thinking about that because for me, genuinely, I have to tell myself or teach myself or coach myself into being, quote-unquote, a good person. I'm not... like, yes, I would like to say that it comes naturally. Like, oh, hi, how are you? You know? Politeness, whatever. We were taught to be polite. Like, we were taught to have manners. What? But genuinely, things where it's a situation, for instance, where somebody needs your help, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not your fault. Like the child's drowning. Maybe somebody's like, yo, Alice, I need the morning after pill. Now, that time you're not working. Why are you laughing at the example?
It sounds like a really legitimate... Like, I feel like this is not an example, Alice. It's a lived experience.
So... I have the money.
But it's not my
problem. It's not my problem.
Like.
So when I'm hit with situations like that, obviously, yes, I will help my people.
Maybe.
But at the end of the day, I ask myself why it wasn't natural.
Mm.
Okay, sometimes it is naturally to just do a good thing. Help somebody cross the street, what, without thinking.
Yeah.
But genuinely, sometimes I have to coax myself into, hey, hello.
Yeah, and let's that help guilt, and for instance, that guilt that you have is probably the unnatural thing. You're not supposed to naturally want to help people. Why? Why do you naturally have to help people?
Yeah, exactly. You see?
It's those questions. And that's why I love philosophy. Then you're like, oh, yeah. It's like we have
this. Because, okay, cool. The child is born. That's still not my, you know.
It will never impact
these people did something. And they knew the consequences. And they did it anyway.
And that's your problem. See, why is it your problem? It's just because they asked you. That's not enough. See, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, there are good reasons to save the kid. Don't get me wrong. There's good reasons to save the child in that example. There's good reasons to give the person the money. I'm just saying, but then we never investigate those reasons.
Yes, yes. And basically, so, yeah. So that's the thing.
So that's why I love philosophy.
I'm classified as an overthinker or whatever. And so I guess the fact that I would... Yeah, like, you don't see it happening. You don't see the wires in my head when I'm, like, thinking whatever, like, after I receive your SMS or your phone call. You just see me, okay, I gave you the money, sharp. Me, when I'm going to bed, I'm like, so.
This person had sex!
No.
I know I did that when one of my classmates was pregnant. I was like, what? You did the icky.
I don't think about it. It's so weird. Like, because that's what people do. They'll see a couple and they'll imagine that. I'm like, ew.
You don't have to imagine it. Oh, okay. But yeah.
No, I'm very visual. Look at the books. Read things about dragons.
To be honest, no. When I said that, I also like, no, I like, ew.
Yeah. I don't need to see that in my mind. No, but no, genuinely, I'll think of little things like, why did I hesitate or why didn't I hesitate? Then I'll try to find the reason behind that.
Yeah,
but
which is good.
You
get to explore yourself. And there's overthinking. Yes, there's over. I think overthinking has got a lot of bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's nice to know why you did things.
Yes, to be self-aware,
yeah.
Guys. And then you get somebody that's completely going through life with zero self-awareness.
Yes,
that person.
Not even someone. A lot.
Like that person does what they do without even questioning it.
Yeah.
Like.
And you will break their world if you ask them enough questions. And that's the problem with philosophy.
No wonder. I have somebody. He calls himself a simple person. In the sense of life is simple. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I called him the other day and I asked him too many questions. And he was like, no. Cool. Then the conversation ended or whatever. And then he called me yesterday and he was like, look, don't do that again. I don't need to understand why. Then he was like, look, there's a lot happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
I don't need to be aware of myself.
And that's why I think after a while, I've respected the phrase ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
Because it really is.
No, it
to
really
just
is.
If think the world is black and white is an amazing experience. Like, that is wrong because it's wrong. no in-depth. Just because I'm like, wow. You can go to sleep well, man. I'm like, but that's lazy. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Too many people think the world is... That's the problem. That's why they can't grasp all these things. Oh, my God. What was the debate I had with some other guy? It's like, yeah, no, if we allow gay people to get married, we have to allow pedophilia. I'm like, no.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Because in his mind, it's just they are all different sexes. So if we allow different sexes to sex, we must allow that one. And I'm like, no, that's not, it's not the same thing.
I'm actually very concerned about this
exactly. And I was just, and I was trying my best to be genuine. Like, let me help you. But I'm like, this is the most simplest of thought patterns I've seen. Yeah, because... if you want to sleep with the man, you can sleep with the child. I'm like, no! This is a man! A man! A grown man!
I feel like we should lock that child up.
You know, I also thought so too. And I'm just like, I regretted completely trying to be the kind. Like, okay, like, oh, this is where you're wrong. Come, let me help. I'm like, nah, man, you're stupid. And the worst part is... he has now backup, and they're like, yeah, this Lifa guy doesn't not use reasoning. I am the only one in this conversation using reason and examples.
I actually wanted to do a Pride episode. When is Pride Month? June, right?
Yes, it passed. Yeah,
nigga. Yeah. But
you're 15 days late.
I just felt like I couldn't do it without somebody who's not queer.
Ah,
and,
that makes sense.
And yeah, because then again, I could be an ally or ally. What do they call it?
Ally.
I'm an ally. But then I'm still not in it. Yeah. Not only that, but there's a lot of privilege that you see past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that I think this new wave of like check your privilege doesn't realize. Privilege is very hard to check.
Yeah.
Because it's how you existed.
Yeah.
So it's like, I saw this video, I posted it once on Twitter, and I couldn't find it on TikTok, and I was very upset. This guy explains how you don't realize, as a right-handed person, how biased the scissor is.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Until someone goes like, yeah, no, that scissor doesn't work for left-handed people.
Basically, yeah. It's basically also like how on Twitter, TikTok, never had an issue, until more deaf people were like, please put closed captions on And I was like, bro.
Exactly. You see, and that's what I'm saying. It's very difficult to check your privilege.
Yeah. So then I was just like, I wouldn't want the conversation to take place without a queer person.
And, then, yeah,
and the thing is, sadly, I am heterosexual.
Oh, thank God.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, a lot of women I know are like, you know, oh, I'm sadly heterosexual. I'm just like, oh, thank God, because I like women, and if women don't like men, I won't have a partner. It's just like,
really?
Yeah, because to be honest, like, the worst part, and like a lot of guys are probably mad, the worst part is I high key see my gender's trash. I get it. I get why women are afraid.
Bro,
of men.
We don't like it here.
Exactly. I get it.
It's like...
So, like, I feel for a lot of women, the only reason we have people to date is because they can't choose. They can't opt out of heterosexuality. So, I'm happy.
And that is why I've never said it's a choice. Because if it really was, guys, I would not be on this team.
That's what I'm thinking.
I
sit down and I think,
what's in it for me, guys?
I sit down and think, honestly speaking, if women had to choose, guys, we're down bad. Like, it's, but then again, if women could choose, I think a lot of men would get their shit in order. It's like, because then we have to do like, oh no, we're losing too many numbers,
but,
guys.
But that's also an argument that I saw the other day. Okay, now we're talking about a lot of things, but it's a wild card episode. But where they said that
if you didn't tell
our grandparents were forced, literally they had no choice, basically our grandmothers, but now we have freedom. Men actually have to be likable,
and it's like
they're not
the most unfair thing to men. They're like, what? What do you mean?
And I won't lie, they're really not.
Yeah. And it's because someone did a really good thread on it like a long time ago. It's not a long time ago, but I think recently. It's where it's like, yeah. And it's something I did also.
Remember
the psychologist. That is actually why we had a beef with it was an episode like that. It was when to get married.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, the best age to get married is 24 upwards or 25 upwards because your brain is fully developed. And I go, yeah, that doesn't matter. And she goes like, what do you mean? I'm like, your brain can be fully developed. But if there's nothing in it. I mean, like, a 25-year-old man is probably still shit. And it's probably... Yeah. That's why I said. That's why I stick to the things that I placed as, as categories. I was like, you got to be this type of person. Or you got to be open to these things. Open to growth, what, open to your partner failing. Those are things you generally... That will make a successful marriage. Because that's what happens. Not that, yes, I have more neurons. That does nothing if you're not using them. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
No, I don't think she has.
But that's, we were really beefing each other that day in the class.
But she sees couples.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why she's...
Yeah, no, that's why she was the expert in that situation. I don't see couples.
You guys, maybe one day if you tell me that you want me to, I will tell you about my experience in couples. Couple therapy. Yes.
But yeah, so it was basically those things. What was I talking about?
I don't know how we got here, but I remember when you were talking about writing a poem for yourself. So I was just looking for the letter to myself. But I'm not going to read it, though, because it's very...
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I wrote one for myself. That was the latest podcast episode. Yes, I was explaining. Then the philosophy is philosophical questions. I think the last episode I did on philosophy was what makes something right and wrong.
Yeah, listen to that one.
And
then
I went through all of those things and so forth. I think before that, I did something about psychology. Crazy people are evil people.
Yes, yes. Also, and, listen to that one.
Yes. How was it? I don't know. But anyway... I don't listen to myself. I just...
You don't? But how do you edit then?
Huh?
How do you edit
your... I told you I'm a one-take guy. I make sure nothing wrong happens and I just take it and I go. If, like... That's why I try to fumble in the beginning and I just cut the...
It's easy to... Yeah. When the beginning is wrong, it's like, okay, nah. But when it's in the middle...
When it's in the middle, I think it's my stand-up background. So I've done live shows, and I debate. So like when you fumble, you just say a few words and you continue. Okay. I don't fumble enough to go I have to cut. No, I just continue.
Yeah,
and I just laugh at it.
I do that, and then I'm like, damn. And the worst part is editing is somewhere in the middle. I don't know where we accidentally said somebody's name, and the questions are supposed to be anonymous, and now you're basically outing this person. You have to hectic.
So yeah, so those things. So that's why I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. One technique, away from. The only problem now is we have dogs, so I just like, please don't bark, please don't bark.
How many?
We have two.
Why would you get dogs so late in
life? Oh no, we had dogs early in life, and then we didn't, and then we had a small... My sister's, whatever age this size is supposed to be, 6, 7, 8, 9, somewhere. I think she's 9.
Yeah, people always think I'm a bad sibling for not knowing when their birthdays are, what grade. Like, some people be like, genuinely like, oh, so what grade is she? And I'm like,
it's in school.
Yeah, she's in primary school she's in high school.
One of the two.
And she's okay.
She's struggling with long division.
That's
all I know. But I think it's 9. I remember saying it was 6 and she corrected me.
Okay, you know, my sister went viral almost last year for her Christmas list.
It's a Christmas list.
Really? I have to show. She went like... She even got an interview and like... She got one with Good Morning Namibia and also in the UK because, I mean, they're there and whatnot. Like, her list went viral and was like all over news, TV. Her list. Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But basically, her list went viral, right? I just tweeted her list around about Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And after that, so many reporters were like...
Ooh, and you're not popular.
No. After that, so many people were like, so how old is she? And I was like, God damn. And I have to ask her. Yeah, I have to go. No, I was like, I have to ask my mom in a nice way, but my mom is not going to understand why I don't know how old her child is. Because, you know... But basically, I understand. Like, I had to confirm. I was like, okay, so she's 9? Yeah, no, she's 9. I'm like, okay, I know she's 10. But do you know why? Because she went viral last year. So otherwise, I would not know.
No, there are certain things that make it easier. For instance, like, you know, there are certain things I know that I found interesting that keeps to me so I know. For instance, with my dad. I know my dad had me at 22.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, for me, it was like, how are you having kids at 22? Right? So what I do is I just add how old I am. With 22, then I know his age.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's how old he is.
And that's quick math.
Yeah, that's quick math. Yeah. It's done. And then I know his wife is 3 years younger than him, so I do all that long math to do that. It's when it comes to my siblings, and I'm just like, oof. I'm like, yo, there's nothing. What? I know my brother is he was born in 99. So whatever the
year is, then you add. Yeah, yeah, the 2000. Yeah. The 2000. Yeah, that's easy. But
then the others, when, others, I'm just like, ah, oh, guys, man.
Yeah, honestly.
There's too much math
but
there.
We love each other. It's just... yeah.
I'll find out when I find out. We'll find out when we're singing. But when we're doing the
but
counting.
But what's going to happen when, like, okay, God forbid, you need to know, like, their blood type, their birthday, or you're their emergency contact.
They must not put me as everyone knows. All my siblings, I feel like if you're listening to this, you're my sibling, you must know, put your mother as your next... I do that. I don't even waste time. What? Some people are like, shouldn't you put your father as the one? No. My mother knows
me. Okay, now know your mom will know.
Yeah, so I'm like, she's always my next of kin. Like, I don't even know my blood type, but my mom
and when it
would.
Comes to astrology and the birth charts, you must need to know what time you were born.
Oh, I found it. I asked my mom. She told me.
Yeah, mothers always know. So sometimes
I feel like you should know. That's a traumatic event.
So I'll ask a guy. I'll be like, no, I want to look up your birth chart. And he's like, when were you born? The day and the time. And he's like, I'm like, ask your mom.
Yeah.
She's not going to know. She knows. And trust me, she really does.
My mom started so weird. But she asked what it was for. And I was also like, yeah, to be honest, I don't want to explain.
Devil things.
Yeah, exactly.
Devil things.
Don't worry. I just wanted to know. Me as a person wanted to know.
But now you know.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere 5 or something.
Same. Yeah. And imagine we're both gangsters.
Gang, gang.
Damn. Do you cry a lot? Because they say you're emotional.
I think if it wasn't for toxic masculinity, I would cry more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
To be honest, there are moments I want to cry, but I'm like, ah, I'm a man, fuck. To be honest, honestly speaking, that's literally God. How it goes down. That's literally, like, I remember, okay, not the last time I cried, but the time before that, I cried and I was like, what the fuck are you crying about, man? I was so mad at myself for crying and I was just like, then I caught myself and I was like, why am I mad that I'm crying? And so forth. And then recently I cried and then I told my friend, obviously. Anyway, but it was sad though, because I kind of cried in the hallway and the housekeeper was on the other side. And then, like, she couldn't look me in the eye and I couldn't look her in the eye because toxic masculinity. So we're just like, we're not going to, this never happened.
It reminds me of this clip I have to show it to you of this woman that's crying. She goes, like, all the way to the other side of the bed and she starts crying. And the friend, because I think they're, like, in Big Brother house, she's like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I was just looking for something. That's me,
because... Exactly.
Oh, this didn't happen, guys.
I was just like... Because I could... And the worst part is, like, I started and she was sweeping. And then I heard her stop sweeping. And I was like, oh, shit, the door's open. I closed the door. Then I cleared myself up. And then, like, you know, we just both were looking. Like, I didn't look her direction, but I also saw she was like, no, don't look. But I know, we both know. In fact, I'm scared to see her this Friday.
Damn. I know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I think that's just generally how men is, like, you know, toxic masculinity.
Okay.
I think crying is therapeutic. I think it's important. Like, guys, please cry. Don't be like me. I'm just like, you know, I'm not there yet. I think I'll be there after, you know... few practice cries, but
you're not.
I'm not.
You're okay.
I catch feelings that I try to cry. Why? What's wrong with you, boy?
let's do our black business shout out.
What is this episode about?
I don't even know what the title is going to be.
Living life. What is it? What is our catchphrase? No, life is lifing.
Yes, life is lifing.
Wait, did I even finish explaining the podcast? Please follow me. I'm more structured, I swear.
Yeah, no, his podcasts are not... Yeah, they're... Yeah.
They happen.
He even does a whole breakdown of what is happening, what he does, the phase, what it's supposed to be, and then he goes, and then I can't believe that he doesn't edit like me. So, apparently, we're doing this
wrong. I have a paper, I write it down, so I know.
Okay, cool. So, our black business shout-out is...
Oh, wait, before we do that, my next episode... It's gonna be on. I think I decided it's gonna be no, because I have the timetable.
So you have a roster.
You have a roster, and then what happens is for me as I decide which one from the week, but it has to be one of the four. And so this one, I think I'm gonna go with sexual reproduction rights and just general. I think in general, women's rights or sexual rights,
like abortion.
But it's more than that, because like I want to say I did it. philosophy. So it's just like how women's rights, especially with their body autonomy, have, you don't realize how there's a lot of rights that women are lacking, and just generally all the stereotypes that exist. For instance, I know for a long time doctors would take this paternal thing where they make decisions for women in you have 2 kids, all right, cool, let's take out your ovaries. Like, what?
Or
let's tie your tubes and stuff like that.
A lot of those weird things used to happen back in the day.
Well, sometimes it happens in a lot of other places too and so forth.
In other countries?
Yeah, like especially third world
probably
countries.
India.
I think,
sorry, if you're Indian, I love you. I didn't mean that.
But also, I think certain places, like in also in Africa, just generally just...
Yeah,
you know, it's just
I like the female circumcision also.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly,
that's also just done with no...
Yeah, like, I read another one on it, which is probably digressing. I read this thing and I was just like, yo, men are just the worst. Is that this guy married his wife and everything, and then like they had sex, and then his wife was like excited to have sex with him again. And then he was like, are you excited to have sex? They already did. He reported his wife to his mother, and then his mother came, and then they female circumcised her because women aren't supposed to enjoy sex. And I was just, my mind was blown at how culturally, apparently, women having sex is still a thing. Like, you know, this husband was distraught that his wife enjoyed sex. I'm like, what nice problems, man. Like, why would you be...
But also, at the end of the day...
Yeah.
Which is also something I ask myself a lot. Okay, obviously, rape is a different thing.
Yeah.
Different dynamics and whatnot. But, like, psychologically, like, a lot is also going on there.
Yes.
Like, the power, control, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about it, like, in the general sense. Like, if I call you,
yes,
like, consent-wise, to talk on the phone,
yes,
but you're not in the mood,
yeah,
it's not going to be a nice conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people apply that to sex? The person doesn't want. So, what...
I think, especially, like, if for men, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Is I don't think... I think we view, or not even men, I think generally across the genders, we view sex differently.
It goes back to us not being people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It goes back to that. And I think it's, again, like I said, we don't view sex the same. Is that we as men see that we take sex from you. We take it.
Yeah.
It's not something we're doing with you. And I think that's the problem, or generally that's the problem, is that when we ask and you have a headache, what, and you agree, you don't have to be a participant.
Yeah.
It's like when sex ends, when I'm done. Basically, for a lot of men. And that's the problem. Also, I realize I say these things not as my ideas. I'm just telling you how men are. Me, I enjoy pleasing my partner. Please. It's number one on my priority list. If you don't tremble, I will go whip myself in the bathroom. How dare you fail, Lisa? Women deserve to shake. The good type. The leg must do the thing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's very important. But yes, before I forget, the episode's going to be Sexual Reproductive Rights and Regulation of Reproduction. And it's under... Oh, it's the philosophy chat, yes.
Wow, the guys, it's color-coded with... Okay, I'm
If it's red, it means I did it already.
Yes, okay, I'm getting there. And the thing is, I'm actually a really organized person. I don't like just things that are not organized. So I don't know why my podcast is...
Don't worry. You grow into it.
You get it,
Because I wrote it down just so in case I forget a really good topic. Because there was a time I had a lot of topics and I was like, let me write it down.
Okay, I have my topics actually.
So just basically that, and then I made it an Excel. Now it's like, I know which ones I did. Because sometimes I'm like... Did I do this? And then I have to go to the podcast and look.
Okay.
So when you put in Excel and you color coordinate it, you know which was what.
I'll do that because I do a lot of my analysis with that. It's very easy.
Voila.
For work. Okay. Black Business shout out
is
Sister Kashala.
Yeah.
So we're shouting her out for many things. This week, she says she's a what? 3 times UCT graduate.
Yeah, that is what you said.
How can somebody like school so much?
Bruh, to be fair, man. Some degrees, they just sit different.
Yo, okay. But anyways, homegirl. I actually met her through her other thing. So she's Lazilia Travels. So basically, she does this group traveling where I'm trying to scroll and the computer doesn't want. Oh my God. We are panicking.
Don't panic. She does this traveling thing that she did with her. Right? It was a group thing.
So basically, her website...
Uh-huh.
She has a website, laziliatravels.com. You can check her out there. She's also on IG. She's also on Facebook with Lazilia Travels. And she basically, the itinerary is done. It's a group traveling thing. And I have never felt that special in my life. Because when I got there, there was a customized cupcake. I have never in my life had a cupcake. Yes, with my name on it.
Really?
Yeah. So, and wow. I've met amazing people that I still speak to this day. And it's like she puts you guys together in such a way that she's... Like, even your...
So, it's random people?
Yeah, I went on a trip with strangers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought it was, like, genuine, like, you know, you and your squad. Okay.
No, but you can also go with your squad. Okay. But, like, I just thought, let me do this.
Something new.
Yeah, let me do something new.
That sounds
new.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I met people that I talk to now on a, like, weekly basis. We're plugging each other with opportunities.
Oh, that's great.
Like, it's wonderful. So, but anyways, homegirl, this is, like, from her, you know, the LinkedIn. She also does more. Trust me. Three times you see. Yeah, you know? So she's a well-rounded construction professional with both on-site and consulting experience through property sectors. And, sectors. Damn. She holds a BSc in construction studies, BSc in honors in quantity surveying, Master of Laws in commercial law with a distinction.
Booyah. She's smart.
Yeah, from UCT. A certificate in financial modeling for project finance. Like, the list goes on. And she's currently busy with the MSc in property studies. So, she's, you know. So, anyway, she's a managing director of Kashala and Partners. So, quantity surveyors. So, she launched this, I think, a month ago. And those of us who have gotten to know her are, like, very proud. And, you know, check her out, man. Homegirl.
Black excellence.
Yeah, this is Black excellence. So, check her out on LinkedIn, Sister Kashala. And then, for your traveling, yo, guys.
Do it.
It's, you will not regret. I'm going with her everywhere. Like, she has trips to Kenya.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yo, you should check her IG.
I shall check her
IG. And it's affordable. Imagine an unemployed person was there on that trip, huh?
I don't count you.
Why not? No, but like, honestly.
Yeah, but no, I get it. No, like, it sounds genuinely affordable.
The activities that were included... And the meals, and it's just, it's convenience.
No, it sounds lit, man.
Yeah.
I feel like this is generally something to look up. This is something to bookmark. This is it, guys. You gotta do it.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank you. And see you guys. I don't know when, because life is bad. I'm kidding.
Oh, no. Put a date. Do put a date.
Okay. Yeah. No. So, the next episode will come out a week after this one.
Okay, that's a close date. But okay,
is it close?
No, you got this. You got this. You got this. I trust you.
Okay. 2 weeks after this one. No, let me put out a date. The next episode will come out on the 30th.
Yeah.
Yes. So, this one will come out on Monday. And then, yeah. But yeah. Anyways, okay, I'm just going to cut this part where I'm talking like this because it doesn't, yo.
Should we say something? Should we say goodbye? Did we say goodbye?
No, we didn't say goodbye. But yeah, see you guys on the flip side. Yeah, stay safe, please. Stay vaccinated.
Do the things, get vaccinated. The vaccination things are coming on Monday.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
A lot of people have heard, apparently you'll have erectile dysfunction or your breasts are going to explode. And they are very serious when they tell me these things.
I'm sorry, some of these things are hilarious, man. Some of these things.
Get vaccinated so that we can have herd immunity, so outside can open, so we can go. Saka is lost, even though we're introverts and we're going to hate it.
Yeah, please do.
Guys,
man.
Come on.
Like, so we can eat at restaurants and stuff.
Yes, so we can go on dates.
Yeah, bro, we're ready.
Oh my God.